Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Here is Ben Yuko here with Zoe Theme Media Enterprises. Welcome to the Black Tech Building Program on this Friday afternoon, October 20th, 2023. I just wanted to say how you all doing today. And we're going to spend a little bit some time to discuss the event and what we saw on Friday, this past Tuesday. I was at the event discussing the it was a very interesting event when we were just discussing about how a lot of things could be held up very differently when you're looking at all the different factors behind all. So I'm very much impressed of what we got going on for ourselves with this, with the programs today. So we're going to be discussing about a little bit about digital media. But before I do that, I want to discuss a little bit about Jumpstart that happened this past Tuesday. Let me just pull up my information here. So this past Tuesday, we had Rose Nesgin. She talked about networking, and we talked about networking, and there's a lot of passion in this. At this point in the job hunt, she says, I learned some tips. I'm so excited to share some insight with Technology Association Jumpstart community. She talked about this past Tuesday, and it was in Future Technologies in the Minneapolis St. Paul community. And I think I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna say it to me. Everyone's gonna relate to all this. It's great that y'all doing this, but some of y'all need to go to where the black community really is. Where is areas of downtown Minneapolis, or especially in the North Minneapolis area. I know it's a little risky, I know we have, but they really need to start coming down to start meeting with some of the people in those spaces, because we feel like you guys have much of a bigger influence. And say, you know what, you want to talk about all this stuff? You want to say you want black people in tech? You got to go where they at. And that's in that area of North Minneapolis. Because a lot of times when we don't do that is like, or if they pick up the kids from the school, if they don't feel like going down there, okay, pick up the kids from the school. Say, you know what, we have all these black ones here. If they're either downtown or they, let's take them and let's sit in our office today and we talk game to them. That's what should have been done. That should be done. And also we got black student unions. You can go to the African American Empowerment Program at Minneapolis Community Technical College. We need to start seeing y'all go to those. We need to start seeing talking to those people, because that's where a lot of this stuff. So I'm saying to everyone, y'all need to start going to those people, because we need to get engaged. We need to get engaged. And 1 second here. With those folks, because that's where a lot of the technologies are all going to be related. It's very important where you are going to fit in the long run in tech. Because it's where people are going to meet, and the areas that they're going to meet is that type of particular field. Is black people in technology? So you have to be willing to pursue the levels of technology and have a real emphasis about being very passionate about what we have to be doing. And that, so from all the Negroes that are going to sit. Then please, we want you to reach out to the chins, and we do want you all to continue what you all doing on that portion. Because I think that will also keep the conversation going. in technology, and that's what kind of keeps the strength of everything that is really going to be there in technology. And that's where I feel like all that stuff. So everything that we see about Tuesday was okay. So that was just the one thing, but everything else, I was okay. I was very, very cool with a lot of things that I saw on Tuesday. I liked the way we were going out to talking to the other folks in the groups. So I liked the way that we were pursuing the way of going to meet people and different people, and they had all the different types of folks around the table. So I kind of liked the direction of that. It was like really good, and that was the way it was getting the conversation going, getting different tips, learning from different tech who are like more experienced. But yeah, because I've been at the career, I had a and again I had like I fixed computers as a profession. Now I'm switching it. This is now going to do a U-turn now, going into things like the cloud security stuff, the cloud related security of Rome, and the like mostly like network security. Most of the technicians in network security and that has cyber related issues, but that's kind of and getting into the goal and being like an early systems admin. If I really wanted to go to that assistant admin, I really have to know everything in place of what everything taking place. But it's going to take time and skills to be ready. And so I think what Ismail is doing is actually pretty good and pretty enjoyable. What everything could take place in that area. So I wanted to thank the rest of the guys, Technology Association. So like I say again, I do encourage us to start getting into things like that in the community. So us in the Black community, we should and try to get more of them engaged in these conversations. So that's the kind of thing that's really much ahead of ourselves, that looking at this for a long run and looking at things that stabilizes things and discuss a lot of issues that have to be addressed. So that kind of gets me the idea of what things are going on. So that's why I wanted to get to everybody on that part. What else in the gym? So I think that's pretty much it for that right now. I know it's a Friday. I don't want to talk as much, but I want to talk to everybody. I want to talk to you about the part that's really, really important in thing that I really, really want is the need. What does a digital Black media look like? A tech digital Black media look like? Great question. I think is like, for example, it's like things like Packhouse Live, like Ricky the CEO. Let me show you. Okay, this is the guy from Ricky Collins, the CEO. I want to really show you his whole platform. So this is him right now. This is what you'll see. So you'll see all the stuff like this. This is a digital house media. I'm gonna go to some of the important things. How do I stream with Packhouse Live? So it shuts out. So what you do is, you fill out Fill out our submission form with details of your street, date, price, description. Your submission will approve or deny in 3 to 5. And then it tells us how our streams can go live. Well, and then it tells you what kind of streams you can do. You can do live performance, music video, comedy special, film, documentaries, audible, and more. So basically, our games can easily go on this platform. So you're gonna get an idea of where you actually are gonna be able to stream the games. So the games are gonna be able to be streamed live when you're actually going to get. Right. So let me just continue on this. So. All right, so you have a way to stream your games live. Just look at all the different ones you have. Because this guy used to work, Ricardo Collins, he's the CEO, and this is where all it worked. This is, so here's what he talks about. This is RO Media. So you submit it, and this is what we're all, and this is all the creators own. So like 332, 310. So you get to sell your own streams, and you keep, and the good thing about us, you're keeping the money in our own hands. And I'm just showing you this as an example because this is what we have to do when we start talking about this. We need to be promoting things like this type of thing. Including when you talk about when we start using things like AI and stuff. And AI is something that's very, very important that you should be looking to get into. Get into things like AI and stuff and look at all that. And I'm not the biggest one. Only a portion on the gaming part, the gaming element. Like, let's control it ourselves. Not let someone else control it. Let's us control it. And let's own the actual dialogue of the conversation. That's where I think that we need to be doing. So that's where things should be shift to those ends and those ends of the day. So that's I like to see in the black tech space. So that's what else is very, very true. You have all these exclusive streams, all using technology. Switcheroo. He has Asha Henderson on here. All the, and then he had his birth. I keep forgetting to announce this stuff on here. I do have. Okay, so I'll remind myself to put this stuff up here. Okay, so he has all these private stuff that he has been going to look at. Okay, so and here's the reality stuff. So one thing I could say, I can learn from the mistakes I've been doing. So I'm going to share you this one. Okay, here's what, this is attending his workshop. You how to produce, market, and sell your exclusive streams directly to your supporters at your own price. Strategy putting together your team with little to no budget. Showing you that creators are CEOs and how to shift your mindset in action. Strategies of what exclusive streaming product earn the most revenue. So you learn all this as you go. So that's a form of digital black media that we should be actually looking at, and actually looking at the supporting, because that's where you have to learn. So, and I'd like to see more of that. I want to see us do more of those streams to keep the streams actually going. So that's kind of like the idea of the whole thing. So everybody should be getting more involved and getting more engaged on this stuff, because the more times you get engaged, it's nothing. They're not liking you. They don't see the full engagement with it. So that's the kind of, you kind of understand the difference around that. So that's really all the stuff that you have an idea of. So we do need to have everything, the camera sets, everything, the mindset, understand taking these classes. That's what I learned from the best. And the best can actually provide that and actually show the efforts of what we can do about anything and everything that is related to digital media. And that's where the goals have to come by. Okay, I want to. So that's kind of like the idea of things that should be more consistent on goals on that in media, and consistent and working towards betterment of what things are actually are. So that's kind of the key thing. So that's kind of nice. What else? So that's pretty much the last part of the series. I'm kind of excited that this series, the tools that we need for digital black media and things like that. So this series is done. So I think it's very, very important about that. Okay. Very, very short show. Okay. I got some plane news today. Oh, I got plenty of news. Oh, yeah, that, right? So, let's go over some news. So let's go over some tech news. Okay, I hope everybody can see. Yeah, Everybody's able to see the what I'm gonna cover. Okay, let's talk about game. Here we go. All right, Microsoft and Amazon India joined forces to take down Raise to double the location shutdown call center and masquerading as test support. If you own a phone, you know the pain and fear of a 9 a.m. call from Microsoft Windows. So decent number of scans since building the robocall and plus various web-based scans on the hook, the unware for the services they don't need. With India being a hotbed for phone callers, the country investigators are finally cracking down on them with the joint help of Microsoft and Amazon. Because y'all allow it. Y'all allowing this stuff. So let's watch this video.
Two important things to know about tech support scams are this. First, Microsoft and other legitimate tech companies will not call, email, or text to report you have a problem with your device. Second, pop-up notifications.
Oh, that's that. I don't do that. So as a tech support person like me, oh, you have this going on your computer. The only time a tech person like me call you is say, oh, we have some issues. We need to clear it up. We need to get this fixed. This is what we do.
Some of these companies don't include phone numbers you must call in order to get help. Knowing these two things will help save a lot of time and stress when it comes to tech scams. Like phishing and some malware attacks, crooks are using scare tactics into tricking you into getting unnecessary technical support services. This could come as a text message, an email, maybe even a pop-up that appears on your screen that's really scary. If you respond to them, they'll want to get access to your computer so they can fix a supposed problem. But what they may do may even cause more problems, including putting malware in your computer or stealing personal data. So, if you get a phone call, hang up. If you get a text message or an email, delete it. A few other things you can do. One, check for your updates regularly. Two, you can report a scam. Go to Microsoft.com/report-a-scam, and our investigators will take your information and use it in their ongoing efforts. And third, tell somebody about it. Now, that may sound embarrassing, but these folks are counting on you being quiet. So talking to a friend, a colleague, or a family member, you can help educate them. Like your home, be diligent on who you invite into your PC and devices. For more information about tech scams and other security tips, go to support.microsoft.com/security.
See, I have credentials, okay? You have to understand, I have credentials. I have credentials from the computer program and my work experience. That does tell them that I am just as qualified to fix your laptops. I am more qualified to fix your laptops. Not like other folks that just do it just to rip you off, like the guy is saying. Okay, so that is one of the news stories. Okay, so you qualify. And when I mean qualify, because I have mostly a 2-year degree at Minneapolis Community Technical College. I also worked in jobs that I've shared about that you see on my LinkedIn. Everything on my LinkedIn is accurate. It is not full of lies. That is why if you want the most accurate on anything, please check out my LinkedIn, because it's more accurate and more accurate information on that and the resumes I made that I fixed up with one of my work advisors. That is all accurate. Because it's not like, oh, I'm lying about this stuff. But people have been known to lie. People are known to have been known to lie on resumes, which is very destructive and it's very, very dangerous. Okay? Very, very dangerous. So, you don't want to give that out. So that's what happens. I want you to give a heads up on that. YouTube unleashed a dozen of helpful new features. YouTube is getting a lot of exciting browsers in India with those innovations. Google has announced a tournament of new features in its popular video streaming platform. According to Google, YouTube received 3,000 new functions and design options, but not all of them nor worthy. These are the most exciting new features coming. Stable volume offers a better audio value on mobile phones. As today, Google automatically activates stable volume in the setting to reduce annoying volume differences. If you don't want that, you have to switch this conversation menu. You can now play a video in full screen and portrait mode at double speed if you press anything on the player with the independent on the device, and holding down to automatically increase the playback speed double. Once you reach your reach the part of the video, just let it go. This on your web browser, tablet, and mobile phone. So that should be very interesting. And the rest of this article you can actually read for yourself. That's especially very, very important things on that subject. And much that can use to be able to be informed about what's going on in the tech field. So get tight about that stuff. It's okay. I got one here. Windows 11 testers easily share Y-axis with QR code. Microsoft has developed a convenient way to share Wi-Fi access for Windows 11 as part of the way Windows latest. Windows 11 most recent Inside Dev channel previous build can display a QR code on the screen of your desktop, PC, or Windows laptop, which a smartphone or tablet user can simply scan with their camera and then connect to the same Wi-Fi as a Windows PC. The whole thing is a remnant of sharing Wi-Fi between Android smartphones. Using this new feature, okay, hold on. I'm gonna use my mouse here. All right, using the new feature, simple, select the Wi-Fi entry in Windows 11 setting, and it tells you all these details, and then it releases the final version of the one. This feature could be the one most exciting, practical improvement in recent time. Until now, you have to search for the store Wi-Fi password in Windows 11 setting, and then tell it to your guest, who had to enter your Wi-Fi credential manually on the mobile device. These QR codes will make the process more faster and easier. Windows' latest suspect that Microsoft will include the ways to share Wi-Fi credentials in the big autumn update for Windows 11. Windows 11 version 23H2 is expected to land sometime in the next month. So check them out. Okay. All right. I'm going to first talk about these now. I'm going to go over the announcements, and I'm going to go over the ones I've been talking. Okay. We might have a game tonight at 6 o'clock, and that is the Tennessee versus Florida game tonight. Tomorrow, we probably might have, I don't know the details of this. You might have one game. It depends on the situation we're going on right now. So that's kind of we're watching the build of the attend. Okay, so we'll start the second round stuff tomorrow. So what we know right now is Miami, Georgia, and Nebraska have been eliminated from the team. So that's on the tournament. So Tennessee and Florida. Florida is gonna have their will have their games tonight. And coming up, we'll do the coin toss for that. If we don't have that, we'll air it tomorrow. Because we have that scenario to have one or two games tomorrow. Sunday, we definitely gonna have two games. Because we'll have the last Final Four, and then we have the championship. The morning will be the first game, and then the second one will be the playing the championship. We'll have the championship game on Sunday night, and because I want both teams to be able to practice, be ready, Then they'll go to the practice fields. They can go out and practice, have a chance to practice before we get to the big event on Sunday night to crown the 2023 Zonda Homecoming Week Championship. So, I'm gonna say this, if you go back, I want people to go back on, I mean, when I share the videos, go watch that Monday night, that Monday's game. That was so intense. That Monday morning's game, the Miami versus Oklahoma, we thought that was just going to be a plain blow up. And the Minnesota-Georgia one was pretty good. And the game today we just played earlier, the Tennessee-Nebraska one was kind of like a blow. The reason why that was kind of like a blowout was a blow. But that wasn't just, oh, you just went. No. They actually came and played. Nebraska came in here and played. Because people thought, oh, Georgia wasn't going to play. No, Georgia was going to play. So we have really good matchups. I thought this was going to be like a in this game. So that's what we're kind of getting at to the point of it too. So we have that coming up. So be aware of the stuff. I'm still finalizing some of the November stuff. November stuff is being really, really finalized. So I'm still in the middle of finalizing. So here's what we know right now. I do have to come in and talk about Battle of the Belt. Battle of the Belts. Okay, for AEW, okay? So, digital media and black marketing. So, that was a big one today. So today we just finished up that part of the series of the need for real digital black media. I talked about it in the short things. I didn't want to talk that much. So the next part of the series is that there are going to be two of the series that are coming up here. We have this week we're continuing setting up the on Tuesday's show we're going to set up a portfolio for our career in IT presentations and demos for employees. It's going to be a good episode. So on Friday next week, we're going to discuss we're going to start the hardware, the desktop. Well, we're going to do a three-part series. We're going to talk about the latest hardware of. We're going to talk about the parts of the desktop computer. We're going to talk about the latest stuff. I'm going to be sharing you articles. I'm going to share you articles. So articles will come out there. So. So you might, all right. So I also want to remind you also too, the current event show is always on Mondays and Wednesdays, but we're going to be doing it probably Monday and or Wednesdays because there's sometimes I'll be so busy with other things to do. Okay. And it's just giving us time to do things. Sometimes it'll be on Mondays, but this week, I think it's going to be a Wednesday this week. So we're going to have the monologue. We're going to have a black business. We'll just do black business of the week. We'll highlight the black business of the week next week. So that will be also very, very much big on that, too. So that will be coming up on that. So I told you the hardware. Oh, how about the hardware on laptops, okay? And things like that. So let me look at some of the numbers. Okay, so you do know that on the next week, Tuesday, they'll have a Next Level Generation Leadership with Smart North. That'll be coming up, all that stuff going on with that. Monday, they'll have the truth about Ally. Built will have their next thing coming up for the Advent. So watch out for those ones right there. And also, Meet the Professionals. So that's going to be, tomorrow they're going to feed my starving children. So NASA Society of Black Engineers will have Feed My Starving Children tomorrow. So get out there. Getting My Starving Children. So that also is going to get done. And they still need volunteers for Meet the Professionals when they'll be working with junior black engineers. So they'll have NASA Society of Black Engineers junior develop engineers coming up for that for the youth. So that's gonna be one for the ones be really nice to be with them. So that's kind of, and then the 30th will be the Tribute Allies, the last one episode for that. Also, yeah, get your tickets for the Black Tech Community Tech Fest on Saturday, November 11th. So that's also so you can get into everybody's mind. Okay. I want to say thank you. Thank you for everything with this. If I don't see you tonight, I'll see you tomorrow, okay? And because we are going to be getting ready for the next round of the college football tournament. The Tennessee versus Florida. It's going to be a good game. We hope we can get a lot of things done and stuff. Thank you. Have a great night. And I'll see you later. Bye-bye.